Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Chav Ches. We are beginning a new parak, the sixth parak of Maseches Temura. Today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and by Dr. Meir Penstein in honor of the BKNW Magide Shir Daf Yomi, and of course, it's all for making the shir available online. And we wish Dr. Penstein a mazel tov on his granddaughter's wedding last night, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding at the beginning of the parak on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to discuss those behemos that are asur lahakrava, and it's going to talk about what happens when those behemos get mixed in with other behemos. So not directly a temura related issue, just hakrava al gabe mizbeach related issue. What animals are not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach, and what do you do if you can't tell where that animal is because it's mixed in with a whole bunch of other animals? The Gemara is going to first discuss what our Mishnah teaches us that we don't already know from another Mishnah in Maseches Vachim, and we therefore have a parallel sugya to our sugya in Maseches Vachim, where it deals with the same issue. And then the Gemara is just going to go through the sources for each of the examples in our Mishnah of something that it's asur to be makriv. Where does it say in the Torah that these items are asur to be makriv? And we're going to quote line by line of a brisa that brings all the sources for the items that are asur to be makriv on the mizbeach. And then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to come up with a case where that which is muktzah l'avodah zarah, that which is designated l'avodah zarah, which is one of the items that you're not allowed to be makriv, might become mutar l'mizbeach. There is a way that which was initially muktzah l'mizbeach might become muktzah l'avodah zarah, rather, might become mutar l'mizbeach. So let's begin our Mishnah. Kol ha'asurim l'gabim mizbeach osur mekol shein. Anything that you're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach because of some sort of psul that they have, and then they get mixed in with other animals and you can't tell which is the animal that was problematic, all of the behemos in the Tarovis are going to be Aser, that the behemos Iser is mixed in with 1,000 behemos that are Mutter, that are all Aser the Mizbeach because of a suffix. It says the Gemara, Haroveya, and what are the animals that are Aser the Mizbeach? Haroveya, an animal that is a Roveya, a person, Vahanirva, an animal that was Nirva from a person, by a person, so in either side of the being an animal that was involved in bestiality, Vamukta, an animal that was designated Laval Dazara, Vaneva, an animal that was actually used for avodah zarah, va'esnan, an animal that was used as a payment for a zona, or mechir, an animal that was switched, that was bartered for a dog. This is a pasuk mefurish in the Torah. The pasuk tells us osav yesan zona mechir kelev. So the Gemara is not going to have to work too hard to find the source for how I know that those are also the mizbech. It's the rest of the list that proves to be more of a challenge. Vaklayim, an animal that's born from two different medium, from parents of two different medium. Vatrefa, an animal that is that's a trefa that suffers from an ailment that is otherwise going to kill it. And of course, we had a Maseches Chulin, the list of all of the trefos. L'chora, if it was a trefa, it's hard to imagine how it could be in this arev with other animals, and you're not going to know which one is the trefa. I mean, it's got something very, very wrong with it, so you would think you would be able to identify it. So the Gemara, Maseches Vachim, Defayin Dalaram and Beis, asks that question and explains that we're talking about an animal that was Darsa Ze'ev, was mixed with other animals that were Nikva Al Yedei, that were Nikva Al Yedei Kotz. That it depends how you have animals that all have the same injury, but it depends how it got that injury, whether it's going to be a trefa or not. A drisas ze'ev will turn it into a trefa, because the ze'ev, we assume, has some sort of venom in its fingernails, so when it's dores, when it attacks, it will turn it into a trefa. But if it was just a thorn that made the same type of an injury that looks the same, it's not going to make it a trefa. The Gemara also explains that our Mishnah assumes, like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a Vlad trefa is also asur l'mizbeach, and it could be that's what we're talking about. A Vlad trefa gets mixed in with other behemos, and therefore it's not nicker because there's nothing wrong with this animal itself. Now, a trefa is not able to live more than 12 months. That's one of the criteria the Gemara in Chulin says. So l'chora, you could just wait 12 months and then you'll be matir the behemos that are still alive. So the Gemara, the Achronim rather explain that that's not going to be an Eitzah over here, because a treifa vada'is is usher even if it lives more than 12 months, meaning it's not typical for a treifa to live more than 12 months, but if you know that an animal is a treifa and then it happens to live more than 12 months, that's going to be it's going to be usher. The yotzi dofen, back in the Mishnah, an animal that's yotzi dofen, that didn't come out in the normal through the birthing canal, but was through a C-section, is also going to be usher to be makriv on the mizbeach, and all of the animals that it's nisariv with are going to be usher as well. You're not allowed to be makdish such animals either. The Rambam writes in Yisurim Mizbeach that min adin, if you were over the Rambam discusses what the halacha would be if you were over vehikdishan. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the question that why doesn't the Mishnah mention other psulim also? What about a psul nidme, an animal that's mother is a Rachel, but the baby itself looks like an Eiz? So you're not allowed to be makrav that either. That we learned to Sugi Maseches Bechoros. Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers in the name of Tosfos that a nidma is included in klayim because it's domelo binyano. It's very similar to the idea of klayim that it doesn't match its own parent. Meaning klayim is different than one of its parents or both of its parents. So nidma is similar in the idea of klayim. So others say that since it's domelo eis, it's nicker and. It's impossible for it to be nisariv. Meaning, what's the problem? That the halachically it's really a keves, but it's dome le'ez. Well, then if it gets mixed in with other kvasim, you have no problem because you'll be able to see this is the one that is dome le'ez. But nevertheless, the Achronim still raise the question: why doesn't the Mishnah mention a sharon ogech that kills a person al piyed echad that you're not allowed to bring on the mizbech? Meaning, it doesn't mention everything in our Mishnah. But okay, this is at least a sampling of those animals that are also to be brought in the mizbech, and therefore, if they get mixed in, even be'elef with a whole bunch of animals that are kosher to be makriv, you're not allowed to bring any of them. Ezu muksa, muksa lavod zchavim. What does muksa mean? It means an animal that's designated for avod zara. So the halacha is, who aser? The animal itself is aser, but umasha alav mutter. Whatever is on the animal, whatever tachshitim are on the animal, are mutter legavoa. So if you want to take whatever tachshitim are on the animal and make it tzipoy lemizbeach, that's what Rashi says. That's what you would use it for. So that's going to be aser legavoa. In Tiferes Yisrael, in the commentary of the Mishnayos in Yachin Boaz, he says that it's even mutter to buy to use the money to buy karbanos for the mizbeach, but that's a difficult way to understand this line of the Mishnah, because even the muksa itself, you could use the money to buy karbanos for the mizbeach, so that can't be the chiddush of the of masha alav. So again, by muksa, the animal itself is aser, but masha alav is mutter to make it sipoy the mizbeach, like Rashi says. Vezu nevad, and what's nevad? Kol she'ov dinoso. It wasn't just designated for avodah zara; it was actually used for avodah zara. People worshipped it. So who masha alav aser? In that case, it's more chamur. Even masha alav is going to be aser. Vizevizev mutter b'achila. Both the muktza and the nevad are mutter for a hedyot to eat, and therefore they're certainly mutter b'hana'a, and the same is true by all the other items that are listed in the Mishnah as well, meaning these are not isurei hana'a, these are isurei mizbeach. Now, even though normally avodah zara and kol mesham she'ah are asur b'hana'a, the Torah says that explicitly. I think it's actually in this week's parasha, but balei chayim don't become asur. That's a sugya maseches avodah zara, that a bal chai doesn't take on the status of avodah zara that becomes aser. The Briska Rav points out that the ikur isra of avodah zara is an isra hana. So the Tanakh could have said, should have used the lashon mutar b'hana. Why does it say mutar b'achila? Meaning the fact that avodah zara is aser b'achila is just an outgrowth of the fact that it's aser b'hana. I mean, it's not primarily an isra achila. What do I mean primarily an isra achila? Sometimes the Torah will say lo ye'achel lo sochel. There's also a second paragraph when the Torah says such a lashon, it afilu israna b'mashvan, includes an israna. So then, why does it say lo ye achel? Say, tell me that it's asrana, because primarily it's an isra achila. It's just that it has a spillover that it includes in that an israna. But by avodah zara, it doesn't say not to eat avodah zara. It's mamash asrana. The ikur isr is an israna. So ask the Brisharav, if the ikur isr is an israna, why would the Mishnah say, oh, that don't worry, it's mutar ba'achila, that in this case, where it's a balchai, it's mutar ba'achila. Tell me that it's mutar ba'ana. That's what it really should have said. So that's the kasha that the Brisharav raises. But either way, what the halacha that the Mishnah is working with is that since it's a balchai, it doesn't take on that status of israna that typical avodah zara would have. So now, first thing the Gemara is going to do is try to figure out what the chiddush of our Mishnah is that we don't already know from a Mishnah in Maseches Vachim. So Amar Mar, our Mishnah had said, Osrin B'kol Shein, that any of these animals that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, even if it gets mixed into a major Taroves, they're all going to be Asr, Delo Batli Beruba. It does not become Batl Berov. Why doesn't it become Batl Berov? Our Gemara doesn't say. The Sugya Maseches Vachim, Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph, has a Machlokas, why that's so. According to Rav Papa, Bal Chayim and Apatl Berov, because they're a Dover Shebeminion, because they're a Chashuv, you sell them by exact number, you don't estimate, you don't say, oh, I'll give you a bunch of animals. No, you say, you give a specific number, so it's a Dover Shebeminion, that gives a Chashivus, and that which is so Chashuv is not Apatl Berov. And Rav Ashi says that Bal Chayim are always Chashuv, and therefore even Ophos or Bal Chayim that are weak, that are not sold Beminion, wouldn't be Batl Berov. Just by virtue of its life force, it has chashivos. Not by virtue of the fact that it's a davar shebeminyan. But that's only, either way, it's only midrabanan. Minat Torah, even balei chayim would be batel berov. So that seems to be the machlokas, which din derabanan, that's an exception to the rules of bittul, is in play over there. Is it davar shebeminyan, or is separate din derabanan that anything that's a balchai is automatically not going to be, is automatically going to be chashav and not batul berov? But anyway, frakti gemara tanin, we already know that that which is asr l'hakrava l'mizbeach is never going to be batul berov. We already know from the Mishnah Maseches Vachim, kol hakachim shenasarvu b'chatos mesos, and all kachim that get mixed in with chatos mesos. We learned that there are five chatos hamesos that have to just be left to die. Oh, b'shara niskal, or they get mixed in with a shara niskal, a shar that the halacha is that it requires skila because it killed the person, and there were two edim that testified that it killed the person, or something like that. So afilu echad beribo, even if it gets mixed in 1 in 10,000 with 10,000 other animals, yamusu, they all die. Now the Gemara assumes this means that one kachim animal gets mixed in with 10,000 animals that are dinam lemisa, that are shara niskal. 10,000 sharniskals with one kachim. Even then, they all have to die. So it says Gemara, even then, v'kashalan, maika amar, what are you being mechadesh, even if it's 10,000 of the Yasser animals and one Mutter animal. Of course, if it's 10,000 of the Yasser, if you have so many of the Yasser animals, then of course they're all going to be Yasser. Now, hachi katani, what the Mishnah really means to say is, shenis arvu ben mechatos meso shar niskal afilu beribo yamusu. That one chatos meso gets mixed in with 10,000 other bemos. Kachim, normal, regular, good bemos kachim. They're all going to die. So you see that this halacha, that a behemoth that's is not Batel Berov, is already taught in Maseches Vachim. So why do I need a Mishnah over here to tell me the same rule? Says Mar Itzrich. Now we have to say the rule again because Salka Daita Chamina, there would have been a Havamina that Hasamu di Isuriana, that by Chatos HaMesos and Shar Niskal, the Allah is it's not Batel Berov because it's Asubana even for a Hedyot and because of the severity of the Isur, it's not Batel. Avalachat Zav Isuriana, but over here in our Mishnah, we're talking about Behemos and Apostle and Mizbeach. They're totally mutabah. No, they're mutabah chila, our Mishnah said. Say, Ema liftal berubas. I would imagine that since their Isser is not so severe, they should be batal berov. Kamash Milan, that's why our Mishnah tells me that even though it's not asubana, it's still not going to, it's still considered chashav enough that it's not going to be batal berov. Now, what the Gemara did not answer is, why do I need the Mishnah over there once I have our Mishnah? Meaning, it said why our Mishnah is a greater Chiddush, that even that which has a less severe Isser is not going to be Batal Barov. Okay, good. So just tell me our Mishnah, and then I don't need the Mishnah Maseches Vachim. So in Maseches Vachim, the Gemara adds to the Teretz and explains that had we not had the Mishnah Maseches Vachim, we would have thought that Dafka over here, where we're talking about an Isser Lemizbeach, they're not batel barov, because it's ma'us to be makrav legavoa, a behema that you have to rely on bitel barov in order to be matirit. But over there, we're talking about behemos where the behemos be sumiz bech are also asbahana. So even though l'mizbeach, the whole tarovus is considered ma'us, but maybe l'gabe a hedyot, we shouldn't be so machmir, and you could be pod to the behema, and you should be allowed to eat it. So that's why the Mishnah Maseches Vachim is needed, to tell me that the behemos are not batal at all, that they're all yamusu. You can't even figure out a way to use it l'hedyot. It's all going to be asin. So now the Gemara asks that l'chora, the din that we're suggesting, that our Mishnah is being mechade, that even that which is not Isurei Hana'a is not going to be Batal Barov, that also appears in Maseches Vachim. Roveya v'Nirva, Nami Tanina. Even the cases of Roveya and Nirva that are not Isurei Hana'a, it's already taught in the Mishnah's Vachim that they're not Batal Barov, because it says over there, Nisarvu Roveya v'Nirva, if a behema, which is roveh v'nirva, gets mixed in with behemos of kachim, yiru achi istavu, let them all graze until they develop a mum, and the behemos of kachim and taroves are not going to be royal akrava v'yimachru, so then you could sell them all v'yavi b'dmei yafesh ben me'osa amin, and then you use the money from the animal that commanded the highest price from the min of kachim that was nisarev, you bring a carbon, meaning if it was olos, so you bring a carbon ola. If it was nisarev with carbon shlamim, so you bring a carbon shlamim. And the lower priced one goes out l'chulin. So you see clearly that even behemos that are not isureyana are not batal barov. So back to our kasha. What's our Mishnah telling me? I already know from Maseches Vachim, even that which is not asur ba'ana does not become batal barov. So Amrav Huna, Amrisa l'shmeita, Kamed Rav Simi Barashi, we said this kasha over to Rav Simi Barashi, and Amr Ali, and he said to me, Chada b'chulin, v'chada b'kachim. One of the Mishnayis is talking about chulin, and the other one is kachim. Our Mishnah is talking about that the Roveya or the Nirva gets mixed in with regular chulin animals. And then afterwards, the Bailim is makdashit. And the Mishnah Maseches Vachim is talking about a Roveya or a Nirva that's nisarif with behemos that are already kachim. Meaning our Mishnah is telling us that you have a psul mizbeach, gets mixed in with a whole bunch of animals. Now they're all psulim mizbeach. Even if you want to be makdash all of them, you can't bring any of them on the mizbeach. They all become psulim mizbeach. Over there was talking about a case where you have a roveh of nirva gets mixed in with a bunch of karbanos, with a bunch of olos, or a bunch of shlamim. So, and the Mishnah is telling me, let them graze until they develop a mum. You can't be makrav any of them. You're going to have to sell it, the most expensive one. You'll bring for it all. Utsrichi. We need both Mishnayos. Diyash mi'inan gabi kachim. If the Tana only would have told me the Mishnah about the roveh of nirva getting mixed in with kachim, so I would say, yeah, that's where it's not about the rov mishum to mi'isi, because those kachim, it's ma'us to be matted them in the mizbeach, because they're nisariv with the behemoth that was pasul. Avul gabichulin em aliftalu. But when the taroves happened at the time that it was chulin, maybe we should say that since at the time of the taroves there was nothing legavoa yet, so the psul should become batel barova behemos. And now, once it's batel, okay, now I could be makdashit and use it as a carbon, because now the isser isn't here. But maybe if the psul was there while it was already kachim, that would be ma'us. But when the psul isn't there, if the psul was only there when it was chulin, and then the psul disappears because of bitel, so I might think that's usable for kachim. Ubechulin amitanina says, but wait, so you're telling me the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even when it gets mixed in, when a psul is gets mixed in with chulin, that it's not going to be batel barov? We know this already from another Mishnah also. Not a Maseches Vachim, but a Mishnah, Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ve'elu asurin, ve'osrim. Kedushin B'kol Shein. The following things are asr b'ana, and they asr a taroves, even if it gets mixed in with 1,000 others. And that includes Yayin Nesach, Yayin that's Nesach level Dezara, Vavod Zchavim, actual level Dezara, Vitzipari Mitzora, the birds that a Mitzora brings on Yom Taharaso, on the day of his Tahara, together with the Yetzeres, and the Shitzalas, and the Ezov. This is all outlined in the Torah, what the process is. Va'oros Levuvin, and the hides of animals that they had made a round hole by the heart to take out the limbs and be makdirit on the lavodazara. V'seir nazir, the hair of a nazir, which is also asubana, someone who's makabel nazirus, he's not allowed to be megaleach his seir throughout the period of the nazirus, but then at the end he is megaleach as part of the concluding procedure, and he puts it ala eish tachas the zevach hashlamim. So that's all again outlined in the Torah. So that seir is asubana upeter chamar. A bechor chamor that needed to be poda with a seh from the kohen ubasa bechalav, so another israanad basa bechalav that are cooked together v'shara niskal v'yagla arufa v'chulin shenishchadu ba'azara v'sir mishtalek v'sir la'azazan yom kippur hare elu asurin v'osu mekol shein. Not only are these things asur ba'ana, they asur tarovis, they're not going to be batal barov. So what did we mention? It spoke about behemoth chulin as well. So you see that we already know from the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah that if you have something that's aser that gets mixed in with behemos chulin, that it's not going to be batal barov. What is our Mishnah therefore adding? So says Mar Tzrichi, we still need our Mishnah. Diashmin Hasam, if it only would have told me the dinim in the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah, I would have said, yeah, those items that are listed are not batal barov. The Isuri Hana'a are the Lobatli. Those are Isuri Hana'a, and therefore they're not batal because they're so severe. Aval Hacha, but in our Mishnah, where we're dealing with things that are not Isuri Hana'a, Livdalu, maybe we should say that they do become batal. V'yashmin Hacha, and if we only would have had our Mishnah, I would have said the Dafka, what's in our Mishnah, is not batal barov, Tilagavoa Dema'is, because we're talking about that which is Asr lahakrava. It's not just an Isra Ana, it's Asr for Lugavoa, it's that which is a Psul hakrava, and therefore it's considered Ma'us Avla Hedyot. But when we're just dealing with whether an individual is allowed to get benefit from something, Ema Isurei Hana'a live to Luburuba, I would think even Isurei Hana'a become Batal Barov, or specifically Isurei Hana'a become Batal Barov. So Kamash Milan, that's why we need both Mishnayos. So that's issue number one in our daf, to just explain why our Mishnah is even necessary. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of how we know these halachos in the Mishnah, the halacha of a roveya and a nirva and all of the other things that you're not allowed to be makriv that our Mishnah had mentioned. So roveya v'nirva minolam da'asiri l'gavoa. How do I know that a roveya v'nirva are pasul l'mizbeach, that you're not allowed to be makriv them? The Tanur Rabbanan, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows. Pasuk says min habehema, that takrivas karbanchem, that you bring your karban min habehema. So we use that phrase min habehema to teach us lahotzi roveya v'nirva, as opposed to roveya v'nirva. So ask the Gemara, I need a pasuk tell me that a roveya v'nirva are pasul l'mizbeach. Follow dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Umma balmum shalonis avdaba avera, a balmum that no avera was ever done with it, nevertheless pasul gamim mizbeach, you're not allowed to use it as a korban. Roveya v'nirva shenevda ben avera, you have a roveya and a nirva where there was an actual avera done with it. Einu din shasun l'gabim mizbeach. I would think, of course, that's going to be pasul l'mizbeach, at least like a balmum. So he said, no, it's not a good kal v'chomer because choresh b'shor b'chamor yochiach. You have certain animals that you have done an avera with, and nevertheless they're mutal gabi mizbeach. So you cannot use balmum as a limud that a balmum where no avera was done with kal v'chomer, anything that an avera was done with is going to be asur l'mizbeach. No, we know that there are certain things that an avera was done with and that are not asur l'gabi mizbeach, that are totally mutar l'gabi mizbeach. The Gemara Darshins in Maseches Chulin, the Gemara Darshins in Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Tezvav, the pasuk says, "Umiyad benecha lo sakrivu aslechem elokeichem mikol eila from bali mumin." You're not allowed to bring bali mumin. That it's dafka me'ela mikol eila that you can't be makriv, but kachim that an avera was done with are mutar. chatzul lemizbeach. So it's a beferisha drasha in the Gemara that the fact that an avera was done with an animal does not pasul lemizbeach. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that the rovei venirva are pasul lemizbeach. I could not derive it from a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, still you can't bring a raya that which an avera was done with is kashul lemizbeach from the case of chorish beklayim, because mal chorish b'shover chamor she'ein chayav misa. Yeah, that wasn't such a serious avera. You're not chayav misa for the avera of being chorish b'shover chamor yachtav. So that's why you're allowed to be makriv tomer b'raveh v'nirva she'chayav misa. But a raveh v'nirva where you did a serious avera and a much more chamor, so I would think for sure you're not allowed to be makriv l'mizbeach, and therefore we might still have a kal v'chomer from balmum, that if a balmum where no avera was done with, so kal v'chomer something that a very serious avera was done with should be possible in mizbeach. So the Brisa says no, talach mashe vesa, take away the raya that you brought, because there's a pircha on it. Harishin savd ben avera b'shnei edim, because according to you the kal v'chomer ta'asr v'erv nirva is dafka if it did an avera with two edim, and therefore it's chayv misa. But nevda ben avera al pi ed echad al pi abaylim minayin, how do I know that if there's even only one aid that testifies that it was a roveo or a nirva, or maybe it's just the baylim that is moda that that's what's happened, so there's going to be no chayv misa? How do I know that their asalim is be'ach? So from Chorei Shor v'chamar, you could prove that a shor that Avera was done with and has no chiyuv misa is mutar l'mizbeach. So how do I know that if you have a rovei v'nirva al pi erecha or al pi bailim that it's asal l'mizbeach? It must be from the pasuk. It has to be that we need this word in the pasuk. We need min habehema to teach me this. We can't learn it from any sort of kal v'chomer. So says Mar, okay, but wait, maybe I'll tell you that an iser rovei be'ed echad that Roveh Be'er Echad is Asal Mizbeach from a Kal V'Chomer. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ani Don, I'll show you a Kal V'Chomer that will demonstrate that a Roveh V'Nirva are Asal Mizbeach, even if you only have one aid that they're Roveh and Nirva. Uma Balmum She'ein Asra'as Shnei Eidim Posalto Me'achila, a Balmum that has Asra'a of two Eidim that are made, that it's a Balmum, will not passel it from a regular person eating it, yet hoda'as eid echad posalto me'akrava, but one person saying that it's a balmum would passel it from hakrav on the mizbeach. So raveh v'nirva shoda'as shnei eidim posalto me'achila, a raveh v'nirva where if two eidim tell you that this animal is raveh or a nirva, it's going to be posel, but it's going to, no one's going to be allowed to eat it, because the halacha is that it's chayef skila and a shor niskal is asur ba'na, so it's going to be posel achila for a hedyot. So enodin shoda'as eid echad posalto me'akrava, for sure when one aid tells me that it's raveh or a nirva, it's not going to be brought in the mizbeach. So now we're back to the kasha. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me mina behema to pasul raveh v'nirva l'mizbeach? I know it from a kal v'chomer. I could derive it from this kal v'chomer of balmum that it should be pasul. So you don't need this pasuk. So the brisa concludes tamalomer mina behema lotzi raveh v'nirva that are also la'akrava. So what do you mean va'asya medina? What do you mean tamalomer? You just showed me in the brisa that you don't need a pasuk, that you could derive it from a kal v'chomer from balmum. So answer the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Mishum de'ikal emeimer me'ikara de'dina pircha. There was a problem fundamentally with that kal v'chomer. So Machlok showed him what that phrase means, me'ikara de'dina pircha. Either it means the beginning of the kal v'chomer, mal balmum she'in asra shnei edim posalto me'achila, that line, that you don't even need to get to the af. So, so too, Roveh v'nirva, that it's the initial line, the Ikara Didina, that's Pircha. But in Masechus Kiddushin of Dalid, Rashi explains a little differently. The Ikara Didina doesn't mean the beginning of the Kal V'Chomer. It means the Pircha is from the place that you're trying to prove from, and not from anywhere else. Meaning, the Pircha is inherent in the Kal V'Chomer. Usually when we shlug up a Kal V'Chomer, it's with the Yochiach.
that, oh, look, there's another halacha somewhere else that shows that this kal v'chomer can't be true. But over here, it's meikara d'dina, it's inherent in the kal v'chomer. So he says, hey, meikara d'dina pircha, mal balmum shekin mumo nikr. The mum is nikr, and therefore it's ma'us to be makravit l'gavava. So kama v'roveh v'nirva shein mumo nikr, but roveh v'nirva, it's not so evident that an avera was, it's not evident at all that an avera was done with it by looking at it. So hol vein mumo nikr, since it doesn't have such a nikr mum, and maybe it would be mutter, yeah, he kashal gab mizbech, maybe I would think it should be kashal mizbech. So tamalomer mina behema, that's why I need the pasuk, lotzer roveh v'nirva. And that's what the Brisa was saying, that I know you want to bring me a kal v'chomer, but you show that kal v'chomer is inherently flawed, so mimela, I need a pasuk mina behema, tell me roveh v'nirva. So all that was a long way of saying, how do I know roveh v'nirva or pasuk mizbech? Two words, min habehema, two words in the Torah. Okay, good. So now the Brisa continues darshaning the pasuk. Min habakar, it says you bring carbon min habakar, so it sounds not all bakar, lahotzias anevad. That excludes that which was worshipped as avodah zarah. So the Brisa says, why do I need a pasuk for that? Velo dinu, I'll learn that from a kal v'chomer as well. Uma esnunum chirshet tzipuyon mutarin. Hein asurin neva chetzipuya aser eno dinshu aser. If esther and mechir, where the tzipuyim, whatever you cover them with, are mutter, and yet they themselves are aser, so in nevad, where even the tzipuy of that which was used for avodah zarah is going to be aser, for sure the nevad itself is going to be aser. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's aser l'mizbech? So says Brisa, no, that's not a good kal v'chomer from esther and mechir, because ochiluf, maybe you should turn that kal v'chomer on its head and say as follows: Umasun mechir shehein asurin tzipuyei mutarin. That if esun mechir, they themselves are usher, and yet their tzipuy is mutter. Nevad shemutter. Nevad that I don't have any source to tell me that it's usher. So everything is mutter until proven usher. So nevad, which is mutter, yehei tzipuyo mutter kal v'chomer, that the tzipuy of the nevad should be mutter l'gavoa. So you could turn that kal v'chomer on its head and turn the nevad and the tzipuy of the nevad into something that's mutter, and that's why I need a pasuk. Says the Brisa. Now you can't say you can't turn that kal v'chomer on its head, because im kain, if a tzipui of a nevad was mutter l'gavoa, then bitalta lo sach mekesav zav aldeim lakach t'lucha. There's a pasuk in the Torah that tells me tzipui of a nevad is asur. It's not that we were just making an assumption that tzipui of a nevad is asur. It's beferish in the Torah. The Torah says that psili aluheim tishrofen ve'esh and lo sach mekesav zav aldeim lakach t'lucha, that whatever is Lehen is Aser. So the Kasha comes back that we should have a Kal V'chomer from Esen and Mechir to Aser Nevad. So why do I need a Pasuk to Aser Nevad? Why do I need Mina Bakar? So the Brisa answers that really you can't learn this Kal V'chomer because you can say O Chiluf to be Matir the Tzipu L'mizbech. What are you going to do with the Pasuk L'sach M'kesef Zav Aleim? Ani Akemenu. If we didn't have Mina Bakar to exclude Nevad, I would have thought that losach murkesav v'zav bedavar she'ein bo ruach hayim is talking about a tzipoy of a pesel, a tzipoy of an item of a statue, of something that doesn't have life force. Al dav she'ish bo ruach hayim hol v'hu mutter yachli tzipoy mutter, but something that's alive, I would think that since it is mutter l'mizbeach, that its tzipoy is also mutter. So you could still darshan it lehepich, that the tzipoy would be mutter. Tamalomar min abakar lo tzias nevad. That's why I need the pasuk to tell me that the nevad is asur, and memela I'll know that the tzipoy is asur as well. But without the pasuk, I never would have known that the nevad or the tzipoy of the nevad is asur. So maskar Rav Chananya. So Rav Chananya asks on the price of taima demiatekra. It sounds like it's only because you have a pasuk that's memait the nevad that we know that the tzipoy is going to be asur. Halom yatekra tzipoy mutter. But had the pasuk not asur nevad, I would assume that tzipoy of the nevad is mutter. But how could you say that? Faksiv, but the pasuk says when it comes to avodah zarah, v'ibadtem eshmam kala asui l'shmam. It says v'ibadtem eshmam. We assume that that means anything that's made l'shem the avodah zarah, which l'chora should include the tzipoy. So shouldn't I know automatically that the tzipoy of a nevad is going to be asur? Says Gemara, hu l'chanuslam shem uda asa. No, that pasuk is coming to tell me that you should be ma'abid the shem that they're called, and call it instead a shem genai, meaning don't use its proper name when you're referring to an avodah zarah, because we should show no respect to an avodah zarah, not even the respect of calling it by its proper name. For example, the Beis Galia, an Avodah Zarah that was called Beis Galia because it was a gal, it was like a pile that was very high. Koronos a Beis Karya, you call it a Beis Akise. Pnei HaMelech, an Avodah Zarah that was called Pnei HaMelech, Pnei Kelev, you call it the face of a dog. Ein Kol, which is meant to connote that it sees everything, you should call it Ein Kotz. So you can't learn from this pasuk that you actually have to be ma'abed that which is asui l'shem avodah zarah, like a tzipoy. Pasuk is telling me about how to call avodah zarah. It's a totally separate halacha that you shouldn't speak in nice terms about avodah zarah. That's why that's a minig yisrael for not minig yisrael. It's halacha that when referring to so I used to think as a child that my rebbeim were being immature when they would refer to Christian holidays and elements of the Trinity with names that are not their proper names, but that's probably a kiyum of exactly this pasuk of Ibadtan as Shemam. So the Gemara explains now how the Bryson knows which iser to be memayit from which phrase in the pasuk. So meaning we had learned that Mina Behema tells me Rovei Venirva is no good for the Mizveach. Mina Bakra tells me a nevad is no good for the zech. Says we're veipachana. Maybe you could have just flipped it. Mina behema lotzias a nevad. Mina bakar lotzias rovei avinirva. How did you know which phrase excludes which type of animal? Says we're hasam. From Mina Behema, we darshan Rovei Avinirva me inyan adekra, because it's me inyan Behema that's mentioned in the Pasuk. Because the Lashon Raviyah, Ksiv Gabe Behema, you have the Lashon Raviyah that it's by Behema, it says, V'ish asher yitein shchivto b'behema mos yumas, that the word Behema is used in describing the Isser of Rovei Avinirva. And Mina Bakar is also me inyan adekra, because Gabe Bakar, Ksiv, Vayamiru es kvodem betavnis shor, ochel Esev, that a shor is bakar, and when it talks about the chet ha'egel, when the pasuk talks about how terrible it was that Klal Yisrael switched out a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for the egel, it uses the term of a bakar to describe it. So you see that a neva, that which is worshipped, we use the term bakar by a neva, and that's why it makes more sense to use mina bakar to exclude that which is neva. Now the Brisa goes right through in the pasuk minatzon. What do we learn from there? Lahotzias a muktza, to exclude that which was designated for avodah zarah, even though it was never actually used. Minatzon, the extra vav, lahotzias a nogeach. That excludes an animal that gored a person and killed him, even with only one aid, that you're not allowed to be makar of that on the mizbeach. A shor that killed with two aidim, of course, is possible, even without the possible, because halacha is its chayiv skila. So obviously you're not going to be able to bring it on the mizbeach. The psul of an ogeach, the carbon, is dafka, if it's a machlokes rishonim, actually, Rashi and the Bar Tanura, whether nogeach ovid kochavim is possible on the mizbeach. But certainly nogeach Yisrael, if it gores and kills the Yisrael, it's going to be possible on the mizbeach, and I learned that from the extra vav. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, im ne'emar roveya, lama ne'emar nogeach. If you tell me that a roveya is pasul mizbeach, why do I need minatzon to tell me nogeach? Im ne'emar nogeach, lama ne'emar roveya. And if I have nogeach already, why do I need roveya? Meaning they have the same din. So shouldn't I be able to say memotzinu, that if you tell me one of these halachos, then the other one will apply as well, that you can't be makriv, they're both the same, in that if there are two edim about this maisa, they be chayiv misa. So good. So with one aid, it's pasul mizbeach. So can I learn one from the other? So says Rabbi Shimon, no, you can't say roveya and that roveya and nogeach could be derived from each other. There's a certain chumra of roveya that nogeach doesn't have. Yesh b'roveya, and there's a certain chumra that nogeach has, roveya does not have. Yesh b'roveya sh'roveya osa ones k'ratzon. Roveya, whether it happens ba'ones or b'ratzon, a behema that's nirva'as is anusa. So if there are two eidim that it would still be chayiv skila, just like roveya that did a b'ratzon. Mashen kin b'nogeach, by nogeach. If it was ba'onas, it's not going to be chayiv misa. And yesh b'nogeach, shanogeach, mishalim misa kofar. A nogeach that kills a person, if it's a mu'ah, that pays kofar. Masha'in kin b'roveya, by a roveya that kills a woman that it's being roveya, the bailim does not pay kofar. So, hutzrach loma roveya, hutzrach loma nogeach. That's why I need a drasha for each one. Vay tana maisa l'mehecha. And this tana that we're about to bring darshans the Yisurim of Psulim Mizbeach from a different place. The Tanya, the Brisa, tells us as follows. Haroveh v'anirva heim k'kachim shekada mum over lehekdeshan. They're like kachim that had a mum over before you were makdish them, where it has kedush saguf is going to be chal. Utsrichin mum kavua liftos aleihen. And you need a mum kavua in order to be po to them to make them chulin. Shneamar kimashchasim bahem mum bam. My Talmudah, how do I learn from that pasuk that a roveh v'anirva that you're makdish has a din hekdish? This is the way to read the brisa. Minayin shein asur, and how do I know the rasa? Tamalamar kimash chasam beh mum bam. The Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel tells us kol makom shnemer hashchasa enol dvar erva vavodzara. Hashchasa always means dvar erva vavodzara. Dvar erva dechsev by the Dara Mabul says ki hishkis kol basar and avodz chavim dechsev when the pasuk Moshe warns the Jewish people before he dies not to violate avodzara. We just had in the parsha pentashchisim vasisim lechem pesal tmunas kol semel. Kol shamum posel ben dvar erva vavodz chavim posel ben. So just like a bal mum would pasel a karban, roveh and nirva, which is a dvar erva, and muksa and nevad, which are divrei avodazara, are going to pasel. V'tan de ben Rabbi Shmuel, men avayim, men abakar, men atzon, my dar shibhu. What do they do with the drushes we've been quoting the whole daf? Mi bayilei prat l'chola zakin umizuham. Three other things that a pasel in the mizbech, a bal chay that's a chola, a zakin or a mizuham. V'tan akama dafkin v'hani kray l'roveh and nirva, chola zakin umizuham minalei. How does Tan akama know chol zaken mezuam? So nafgalei minatzon hakvasim umine izim. Ultan de Rabbi Shmuel or chedikral lashuye hachi. You can't learn anything from the fact that it says minatzon hakvasim umine izim, because that's just the normal way of the pasuk to give me examples. But that's not coming to give a special miut. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with ezehu muktzah tomorrow.